So basically today we'll just continue with questions. And if there's anything that you feel relevant or how either question on what we've discussed or how to application of these kind of things that would make anything more useful, then if there's any ideas, we can proceed with that. Yes?
I was curious about, you mentioned something that there is in Vedic culture this monarch and democracy and all these things included. So could you please explain to me how we should see it in Islam?
See, the concept is that everybody, according to their varna, has a particular way in which they work best and in which they feel the most comfortable. But as is there in anything, because when you're dealing with the religious principles, there's restriction. So the freedoms are given where it will give rise to the manifestation of the best part of the nature. And the restrictions are given where that will control your undesirable parts. And then if it's done in this way, properly like that, then you can get a proper blend of, social interaction that works. Problem comes is when somebody's nature, the bad side comes out and the good side is repressed or misused. Then you have a problem. So you'll find that character is there in everyone. Just like for children, because they're younger, then naturally they tend to be frivolous. But at the same time, because they are younger, it's very obvious for them that they are not the senior persons. They are not the most knowledgeable and most experienced. So if you bring out the side of them respecting others and learning to work with others, and you restrict the frivolous part, to just some time in the day they have for playing or, some occasions, then you get a very nice child. Well, if it goes the other way, they figure that they're very expert at whatever they do and they play whenever they like and don't respect others, then there's a big problem, So the whole idea is, if you restrict their respect and allow the frivolous side to go, then it's a great problem. So it's not, the system that you're using is not the most essential point. That's just practical. One particular, like if you want to do a particular work, a particular tool works best for that. If you know what you want to get done, you may be able to improvise. But one has to understand what are the principles you're trying to obtain. Right? So in this, then we see that in the different stratas of society, that your common general mass of people, they work best where they're under the protection of the government and basically taken care of, like this. So this kind of like socialistic kind of aspect works very, very nicely for them. But we see that the socialist idea, it just takes care of the people but doesn't encourage economic development nor necessarily proper caring government. So this means that the business, actual business itself, then has to be able to work according to the principles of capitalism, that they are able to buy and sell and do these things to create economic development. So that must be allowed, though at the same time as that must be restricted so that they do not unnecessarily exploit the situation. In other words, there's always this aspect to bring out the service side or the benefit side and restrict that side which will create exploitation. Like for your general populace, they're taken care of, but then at the same time is then in their character must also be developed that aspect of service and loyalty and gratefulness. All these nice qualities are there, then you feel like taking care of someone. Just like if you have a child and they are properly behaved, you want to take care. And if they become arrogant, even though it's proper for the parents to take care of the children, it becomes a great burden. the emotional exchange is lost. So the idea in the Vedic culture is the most important thing that someone needs is the emotional exchange. Because the idea is then we have to just transform that from emotional exchange on the material platform to emotional exchange on the spiritual platform, you know, with the Lord and his devotees. That's the purpose. And the senses and all that come with, when there's emotional exchange, you'll do it through mediums that the senses are taken care of. You know, didati pratigrinati guhya makiti pichati bunkte bojayate. You're giving gifts, something to eat, you know, discussing confidentially. So all these things, you're using your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, all these things are being used to for the expression of relationship or rasa. So the culture is meant that the emotional exchange is kept on its optimum, and those that will restrict that or disturb that are reduced, you know. So then if the common people are going to be, you know, do their work and being taken care of, so they don't have to worry about things, they also have to be grateful to that, loyal to those people taking care of them and all these different things. Then you get a nice balance. Then those who are doing the economic growth, they have to be able to feel that is, you know, they are doing this work, they're respected for that work. The more they can produce wealth, the more they're respected. Just like for the common person, the more he's expert at his area of art and that, the more famous they are by their age, they're respected, then they feel satisfied. So the business community, those who are able to create more economic development, they must be respected. And then they have to give a portion of that for the overall governance of the community, of the society. So they, yeah, and they have to feel that it's going for someone's good. It's not exploitation, right? They've worked very hard. They've created this economic development. They can't just feel that someone's just coming and taking it away. Therefore, there is restriction on how much you can take, right? The government can take 25% or take, you know, 18%, like that. These are generally the two figures, between 18 to 25, probably depending upon what is needed, what is necessary. 25 would be the maximum, 18 would probably be the, you know, general minimum. But, so in taking that, the businessman's mind can be fixed that he knows this much is gone. So the mind just accepts that, and he knows what's left, that's theirs. Then it's recommended, now you give in charity, you do all these different things. You know, you do good work also with that money. And then they feel, I'm doing the work.